Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Logo, Crown Media Productions.
Flavors ring, are you listening?
In title, Christmas in the Air. Text, Catherine Bell.
A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. We're walking in a winter wonderland.
Ken Tremblant, Malcolm Stewart. Emily Holmes, Trinity Rose Lickens, Jesse Philco, Snow in a Snowman in a Snow Globe, Santa and Reindeer in a Snow Globe. A remote-controlled flying sled. Spectators in awe of the sled. The sled flies around. Watch it and smile.
You can do the job when you're
in town. Whoa, awesome!
I know, right?
Where did you get that?
I made it.
What?
At Trent Brothers Toys. All of our fantastic flyer toys will be soaring into stores next year.
Oh, sounds like a good reason to stay on Santa's nice list, right?
Oh, exactly. Definitely.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Captain Christmas, back to work.
George, this is work. We've got a max range problem. Watch.
Robert uses a remote control to fly the sled higher. It quickly drops to the ground.
You know what I mean? And if kids are going to be using this, I got to make sure the landing recovery goes smoothly.
I got to make sure this deal goes smoothly. We got a conference call with Hennessy in 15.
Wait, that's today?
Little brother, this year I'm getting you a day planner for Christmas.
Is that what you gave me last year?
Yeah, but this year you're going to use it.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Come on.
Robert follows George into the toy shop.
I can't thank you enough, Lydia. I don't know what I would have done without you.
Oh, I'm glad I could help.
Help? You're amazing. Ever since I started this new job, I feel like I've been running in circles. One week with you, showing me how to organize everything, and I feel like I can finally catch my breath again.
Well, it's all about strategizing, getting your ducks in a row.
That's what I help people do. And just in time for Christmas, too. Well, hopefully you can enjoy your Christmas a little bit better now.
Oh, don't worry. I will, thanks to you.
Merry Christmas, Kay. Merry Christmas.
Lydia smiles as Kay walks away. Employees make toys.
Thanks for waiting, gentlemen. Here's Mr. Hennessy.
Good morning, George, Robert. How are you fellas doing?
Just fine, Mr. Hennessy.
How's the holiday season treating you and our favorite superstore?
Well, as I always say, you take care of business, and business will take care of you. And Hennessy's off to a great start this Christmas.
You can look forward to an even better holiday next year when you're stocking Trent Brother Toys in all of your stores.
Mm-hmm. We're very excited to share our new line with you when you come to visit in February.
Well, that's why I'm calling, fellas. I have decided to get a jump on choosing my new vendors for next year.
When you say jump,
I'll be flying out to see you on the 22nd.
Wait. December 22nd?
My wife will join us for supper, and then we're off to see the grandkids for Christmas Eve. Oh, I hope the short notice isn't going to be a problem.
Problem? No. What? Absolutely not. December 22nd is perfect.
Yeah. George and I were just saying, it's too bad Mr. Hennessy can't visit during the holidays.
That way you can come see the new line of toys, and you and your wife can join us for Christmas dinner.
Right. I mean, we are a family business. What could be better than a traditional family Christmas dinner? And you can meet my kids, too.
Oh, great kids. You're going to love them. And Robert's house will be perfect for Christmas dinner.
Well, you know, that sounds like a fine idea, fellas. I mean, we're all about family here at Hennessy's. And Sheila and I, well, we'll be there with bells on.
Great.
Yay. We'll see you fellas in 2 weeks.
I can't wait.
Mr. Hennessy clicks off the screen. George sighs.
My house?
What was I supposed to say? My place is still a construction site. It's never going to be ready in time for Christmas.
Okay, but we can take the Hennessy's to a nice restaurant.
Are you kidding? You heard the man. Hennessy's is all about family.
I heard.
Robert walks away quickly. George walks after him.
Bobby, I'm sorry. I just wasn't thinking.
Oh, it's all right.
I'll be fine.
Robert sits at his desk.
Listen, maybe a restaurant's not a bad idea.
George, look, you're right. Hennessy is expecting a family dinner, and that's what we have to give him.
Yeah, but I can tell him something.
Look, we have a real opportunity here to impress Hennessy, get our toys in over 300 of his stores. So let's make the most of it.
It would be nice not to have to skate by for a change.
Skating.
Robert smiles.
Oh, hockey, I gotta get Thomas to practice. Everything is gonna be fine.
Robert puts his jacket on and leaves. He comes back.
I'm not going anywhere without these. It's all good. Don't worry about a thing.
He leaves with his keys.
Why would I worry?
George smiles. Exterior of a home.
That is that, Lydia. I love what you've done. This is the best Christmas present ever.
Oh, I'm happy to do it for you.
I am so lucky that my best friend is the most brilliant professional organizer on the planet.
Oh, maybe not on the planet. But
I still don't know how you do it.
When it comes to organizing, every space is different. You just have to learn to read the signs. So, take you and Eric, for example. In a marriage, you have to make choices. And I am here to help you get rid of the things you don't need and make room for the things you want. So there's a place for things you love, and a space for the things that he loves, and a special place for the things that you love together.
Pam and Lydia look into a cabinet.
This app of yours is amazing.
So glad you're using it. And don't just use the calendar. You should use the reminders, too.
Well, right now it's reminding me that I need to get to the store to help Eric open. The Christmas shopping rush is in full swing. Why don't you come with me? You can listen to me brag to Eric about how incredible you are.
Well, maybe just for a minute.
Let's go.
Lydia grabs her jacket.
Okay, here we go. I'm sorry I was late, guys. Work always gets a little
crazy this time of the year.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you are in the toy business.
Christmas is your busiest time.
I've mentioned this before.
Once or twice. But did you remember to pick up the stuff to make Christmas cookies for my class party?
Cookies, right.
You said you were gonna bake them just like Mom used to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We will, buddy. All right. We all set? All right. Well, have fun.
Robert's son takes a hockey stick onto an ice rink and starts to skate.
So, how was school today?
Okay. You know, everyone's all excited about Christmas.
Sure, haven't you heard? It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Gotta get some new material, Dad.
I'll work on it.
It's gonna be so great hanging out with you guys during the break. Making cookies, decorating the tree.
Oh, not to mention I get to see a certain someone in the Christmas festival play.
I told you. Miss Cafferty cast me as Santa's head elf.
Mm-hmm. And it's great.
It's a big part. A lot of lines. I was thinking I would just let someone else do it.
Robert stands.
Well, I kind of thought you liked being in the play.
It's no big deal.
No big deal. Well, it is to me.
Really?
Are you kidding? Can't wait to see you up there bossing all those other elves around.
Not that kind of head elf, Dad.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, maybe I can come watch rehearsal on Monday, and then after I can help you with your lines.
Aren't you too busy, Dad?
Honey, listen. I am never too busy for you or your brother, okay?
I need a hat for my costume.
All right, well, then tomorrow we'll go out and we'll find a hat that's just right for Santa's not-too-bossy head elf.
Sounds great.
He puts his arm around his daughter.
I have a great idea to help you and Eric stay organized after the holidays. A set of stacking bins labeled for all your Christmas decorations.
I love this time of year.
Yeah, me too. You know, tomorrow I have to pick up some things for another client. I could get you those bins while I'm there.
Or you could stop organizing for a second and take in this beautiful Christmas cheer.
Okay, I just have to put in one more thing. Oh!
Honey, you are a genius, but even Einstein took time off now and then.
What? I take time off. Seriously, though, you know that my whole life is in that phone,
okay,
right?
That right there, that can't be good. Dividing your whole life into a bunch of neat little squares?
For your information, they aren't squares.
No, they're modules. Mm-hmm. That sounds much better. Hey, who's Tony?
Nobody. He's just a client.
Ooh, dinner and a movie. Since when do you go out with clients?
Okay, can I have my phone back, please? You went on a date.
Oh,
come on, don't say it like that.
Come on, tell.
The movie was good.
Let me guess. He doesn't know that Sirius is the name of a star, and his idea of organizing is wearing socks that match.
Yeah, not to mention he called me Linda all night. Even after I reminded him my name is Lydia, he said I look like a Linda.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. Some things in life you just can't organize, and that includes a promising relationship.
Well, that doesn't mean you stop looking.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what that means.
A man in a shop window blows Pam a kiss. Exterior of Hennessy's store, with mountains in the background, Lydia pushes a cart through the store. Robert pushes his kids in a cart.
Now, one question is, what kind of hat would Santa's head elf wear?
Does it jingle so everyone knows when she's arrived on the stage?
No.
Or does it light up the room like the beautiful girl who's wearing it?
Dad, she made an elf hat, Dad.
Robert puts on a tall hat.
Okay, I want the truth. Does this make my head look big?
His kids laugh.
A little bit. Dad, don't forget, we still have to get the stuff to make cookies.
Robert looks at his phone and a message that says, call Garrett. Great idea about Santa's sleigh.
Dad?
Cookies, absolutely. Next on our list.
And we are really busy.
I mean, not only do we have Thomas's Christmas party, we have your play, and we have a very important guest coming for early Christmas dinner.
Who?
None other than the big boss himself of Hennessy's This Store.
And we are going to cook him an awesome Christmas feast.
At our house?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, sure, we have too much to plan, not enough time, and it's going to be totally crazy, but it's going to be fun.
Which is why I need to talk to one of the engineers for a second. So you guys keep looking for hats. Just give me a second.
Okay.
Robert dials his phone.
Garrett, hey, what's going on? A range extender would definitely give the sleigh more height. Yeah, but what about the extra weight?
He walks past Lydia.
Let me work that out here.
He writes an equation of a whiteboard. Lydia looks over at him as he writes.
Sorry, he gets a little distracted when it comes to his toys.
I hope he's been a good boy this year.
He tries.
Okay. That is 768 grams, which still works with our thrust weight vectors.
Great.
Yeah, I'll be there in a few hours. Okay.
Oh, too much to do.
He hangs up and turns back towards his kids. He walks past Lydia again.
I'm sorry, were you going to buy that?
No, it's no problem. But I do tend to pay a little more attention when I hear words like, too much to do.
See, the secret to every busy life is organization.
Uh-huh.
And the best way to get organized is to get some help.
Lydia hands him her business card.
And you are a professional organizer.
Lydia Evans, hi.
Hi, they really have professional organizers?
Sure, just someone who helps make someone else's life a little easier.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, but I think I have everything under control.
You do?
Lydia smiles.
We need to go get the stuff for Thomas's cookies. Happy holidays.
You too.
Bye.
Hey, you found a hat.
Yeah, you like it?
Yes. All right, come on, hop on, let's go.
Lydia watches as Robert pushes the kids away on the cart. Exterior of the home at night. Lydia sits at a table and looks at a laptop. The screen reads, Get It Together blog.
When you're arranging a room, remember that the poinsettia plant you get for Christmas prefers direct sunlight. Don't let the leaves touch the glass.
She types and smiles.
Attaboy! Hey, Thomas!
Good job!
Aha, take that.
What's she gonna do now, ladies and gentlemen?
Robert picks up his phone.
Hey, George. What's up? Yeah. Just a second. Yeah, that's all I got. Well, look, let's just make sure it works before we worry about the cost, George. Yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
He hangs up and looks at a table full of snow globes.
Dad, it's your move.
He moves back towards his kids.
Hey, wait a minute. How did this happen? Hey, step away for one second.
All right, I'm gonna get you now.
Lydia walks out to her backyard. She carries a red flower into a greenhouse and shuts the door behind her. She sets the flower down. She looks over at a photograph.
Love you, Mom.
She looks up out of the clear ceiling of the greenhouse. she sees blue-tinted stars. Snow falls on a neighborhood from above. Cars pull up to Lake Chelan Elementary School. Robert and his kids get out of the second car.
Okay, so you're going home with your buddy Doug after school.
Yep, bye, Dad.
Bye, love you. Have a good day. And I will see you after school for rehearsal.
Okay, bye. Oh, Dad. Thanks.
You're gonna be great.
His kids go towards the school entrance. A toy carousel.
It's a great idea, George.
If we add these range extenders, the price goes up $20 a unit.
Okay, trust me. When these hit the shelves, we'll more than make up for it in sales.
If we get them in Hennessy's stores. Speaking of which, while you're working out the menu, I found out Hennessy's wife is a vegetarian.
What?
Now, she doesn't mind the traditional Christmas dinner. Just make sure she doesn't go home hungry.
Ah, great. Thanks.
Glazed parsnip, chestnut, and feta loaf.
Robert scrolls through recipes.
Beetroot and shallot tart.
Ready for a test drive?
Are you kidding? Absolutely.
Garrett, you did it, man. Every kid in the country is going to want a Santa soaring sleigh under their tree.
Hey, you're the genius. I'm just one of Santa's elves.
Elves. Oh, no. No. I gotta go.
No.
Robert rushes out. The sun sets beyond mountains.
Excuse me.
Robert goes into a performance room and walks towards his daughter.
Emma, I am so sorry.
It's okay.
No, it's not okay. I promised you I'd be here, and I got busy again.
I told you, Dad. It's no big deal.
She stands up. Robert follows her out. The lights on the stage go out. Exterior of the home at night. Robert walks up to his daughter's room.
Hey, kiddo. You ready to run lines?
It's okay, Dad.
He walks away. He looks into his son's room.
Hey, buddy. What you drawing?
He sits down on his son's bed and looks at his drawing.
It's just like Mom. Hey, don't you worry. We're going to make those cookies for your class.
Amelia says you're too busy.
No, we're going to make them. Just like Mom used to.
His son looks skeptical. He starts to draw again. Robert sighs. Lydia picks up her phone.
Lydia Evans.
Hi. Yeah, this is Robert Trent calling.
We met yesterday at Hennessy's.
All right.
Well, we actually didn't meet. I was with my kids. And
I was the guy who commandeered your whiteboard.
Mm-hmm. Too much to do and not enough time?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, I hope you're not calling to get your equation back because I erased it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I...
I was looking at your website and, well, let's just say that I might have been a bit optimistic about having everything under control.
How optimistic?
Extremely.
And with the holidays, you've got a lot more on your plate right now.
Well, it's more like a platter, but...
Anyway, I was thinking that maybe you might have some time to help me, you know, get organized.
I've got some time. How about tomorrow morning, say 9:30?
That would be great.
Good. Just text me your address.
Hey, absolutely.
And thank you, Lydia.
This is,
thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
Robert hangs up.
Thank you.
Lydia stands at Robert's front door. Robert pulls his car into the driveway.
Lydia, I am so sorry. I wanted to get back here and clean up before you got here, but I couldn't find Thomas's gloves. Em needed help with their lines, and then I had to drop them off at school. And my brother, he thinks the per unit cost and the range extenders.
Robert, take a deep breath.
Robert breathes in. Lydia smiles and nods at him.
Would you like to come in?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, keys in the car.
Robert walks back to his car. Lydia sighs. Exterior of Robert's home.
So, yeah, like I said, it's just been a crazy morning, but...
It's okay, Robert. I'm here to help.
So, how bad is it?
No, you're asking the wrong questions. You should be asking, where do we start?
Okay, where do we start?
Well, first, tell me about your goals.
My goals? I'm a single dad, and I've just been so busy at work that I've really dropped the ball with my kids, and lately it just keeps getting worse.
Well, it's a huge step in realizing that. So less work, more time with your kids is a great goal. I can help you with that. Anything else?
Well, I have an important potential client coming to dinner on December 23rd. It's 12 days. So, do you always write everything down?
Lesson number one in organizing, write it down.
So, should I write that down?
Yeah. Can't hurt.
So, how long have you been doing this?
About 4 years.
What, were you, like, tired of all your disorganized friends being late all the time?
Actually, I've always been a very meticulous person, even when I was a little girl.
Right. This client is visiting the office, and then he's coming here for a very special holiday dinner, which is why it's important that it goes really well.
So, what do you do?
Really? Oh, I'm a toy maker. I make toys.
Really?
Huh. Look, Rudolph, say hello to the nice lady.
Hello to the nice lady.
Wow, that's really cool.
Thanks. Yeah, my brother and I, we own a small toy company.
Trent Brothers Toys. Oh, I've seen that shop downtown.
Yeah, that's us. Huh. We're trying to get our toys into Hennessy's. That's the client who's coming to dinner.
Which is why this is so important. Sounds like you called me just in time.
Lydia looks around.
Now, on to the first order of business.
The secret to every busy life is organization. Mm. See, I was listening.
Listening is one thing. Figuring out how to do it is another. So, dinner is on the 23rd. That's 12 days from now. It's very manageable.
I'm glad you think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's manageable with my 3 C's system. Contain, concentrate, control.
Control? No, I like the sound of that one. Mm. So when can you start?
Well, it's we, actually. It's your life. We're organizing.
But I'm the one who made the mess.
Well, you're about to learn how to unmake it. All right.
She puts a snowflake magnet on the 12th on the calendar. Robert sighs. Lydia sets down 3 bins.
Trash. Recycle. Giveaway. Any questions? Okay. We're going to start in here. So, let's see.
Family game drawer.
Oh, great. Well, every family has one. I'm an awesome checkers player, by the way, in case you were wondering. And junk drawer, also very normal. Every house has one. Okay.
That's the drawer for the junk that doesn't fit in the junk drawer.
And
Lydia opens another drawer.
We never opened that drawer.
Start in here, and why don't you start out here? You're having a holiday dinner. We should focus on your Christmas cheer, and that starts with the tree.
Well, we kind of have our own system for decorating the tree. It's a lot of fun, and the kids love it.
And I want to hear all about that. Once you try my way, I know you'll be very happy with it.
I should...
Robert looks at his phone and sees a message that says packing meeting with designers in 15. Where are you?
Are you writing that down, too?
Just a quick note. Problem?
I forgot about a meeting, and I'm never going to make it downtown in time.
Why don't you Skype in from here?
Of course. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, well, go ahead. I'll press on in here.
Okay, great. Okay. Wait, you know what? I mean, do you see what I mean? I mean, even when I try to get organized, I just mess things up.
Life is messy, Robert, especially one as busy as yours. Don't worry. We're going to do this one step at a time.
Thanks.
Lydia smiles at him.
Yeah. Gonna
He goes into another room. Lydia looks at the table full of snow globes. She picks one up and looks at it. She sees that it contains a white fox holding a baby. Robert attends the meeting on a big screen.
You know, with this, it's like I'm practically there. Just a bit bigger and more ominous.
Okay, fine. But no skipping out during the boring parts like last time.
Who, me?
It's a good thing you're my brother. I'm going to turn it over to Garrett now.
Hey, Garrett.
Hey.
Lydia puts things in a bin behind the snow globe table.
Oh, sorry. Take a little longer than expected, but it was productive and...
Good.
What did you do?
Oh, it's my tried and true system. It's called Cluster, not Clutter. And, you know, I just wanted to give it a little more of a Christmas theme. What do you think?
You should have asked me first.
Oh, well, I don't...
Yeah, they just haven't been moved in a long time.
His kids run towards the front door.
Hey, Dad's home.
Hey, guys. Hey, how was school, huh?
Oh, what happened in here?
This is weird.
Amelia, Thomas, you remember Lydia? We met her at Hennessy's.
Oh, yeah, you're the professional organizer.
That's me. Hi.
Now, Lydia's helping me organize and get ready for our big holiday dinner.
Look it.
Yeah, I know. It's a little different, but we can put it back the way it was.
No, I like it. Sort of like a snow globe Christmas town.
Robert and Lydia look at each other.
Well, we made some good progress today, so same time tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay, nice to see you guys again. Bye.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Amelia looks at the same snow globe as Lydia. Robert pats her on the head.
You guys hungry? Want a little snack? Come on.
Yeah.
The three of them move towards the kitchen.
I love the way the snow makes everything feel so peaceful. Thought we'd try something a little different today.
Okay.
I think we got a little off track yesterday. And sometimes it's good to step back, get a little perspective.
Perspective?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be good, trust me. So, yesterday I told you about my 3C system.
Yeah. Contain, concentrate, control.
Right, and we did pretty good with contain and control.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today we're going to work on your concentration.
Believe me, I mean, I spend almost every minute of every day concentrating.
You still feel overwhelmed?
Yeah, to say the least.
That's because gaining control means you have to concentrate on one thing at a time.
Concentrating on one thing at a time just leaves everything else getting messier.
Not necessarily. Way to try something. Okay. Now, I want you to look at that snowman's nose for 1 minute.
What?
Don't take your eyes off that carrot for 60 seconds, no matter what.
Okay, you're serious.
Mm-hmm. Put yourself in your focus box.
Do you have a cute name for everything?
I like to think it helps make organizing a little more fun.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm in the focus box.
If you say you're in your focus box, then you're not actually in your focus box.
Anyone ever tell you you have way too many rules?
Every day. Now, focus.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Lydia presses buttons on her phone.
Go. Oh, 4 seconds.
Robert picks up his phone and grits his teeth.
The focus box is a lot trickier than it sounds.
Well, maybe the phone shouldn't count.
The phone counts. The cookies count, the festival play counts, the Christmas dinner counts. Isn't that the problem, right? Everything counts. The snow globes count.
Robert, it's all right.
No, I'm really sorry the way I acted. Kind of threw me as well.
He sighs.
The snow globes belong to Molly, my wife, and she always arranged them in the order that she got them. It was, you know, it was like a running joke since we got married. Except that was the way she left them before she passed away.
I'm sorry.
How could you know?
All right, so look. Tell me what it is that stresses you out the most about this Christmas dinner.
Oh. Other than the fact that mac and cheese is a delicacy in our house?
Oh, see, that's the next step. Finding the right recipe. Come on, I'll show you.
Lydia stands up. Robert smiles and stands. A car drives by a brick building.
You know, I could just pull a couple of recipes off the internet.
Where is the tradition in that?
What do you mean?
A cookbook, Robert, one you can keep for years, and then everyone looks forward to the same recipes every holiday. Oh, not to mention the memories that come from every stain and torn page. Before you know it, you will be teaching your kids how to make Dad's special Christmas stuffing.
Huh. I haven't really thought of it that way.
Yeah, there's a lot more to organizing your life than just decorating a house.
Whoa! Hey, check it out!
Robert, focus box.
When I was a kid, I had one just like this. This is the reason I started making toys.
What, an astronomy book?
Yeah. When I was Thomas's age, my dad, he gave me a telescope for Christmas. And one night, we got all bundled up and we went outside to look at the winter circle.
The what?
The winter circle. It's also called the winter hexagon. It's an asterism. A lot of people confuse it with a constellation, but it's not. It's a smaller cluster of stars.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah. But anyway, that night, I saw this star in the winter circle that was so bright. And my dad told me it's called Sirius.
The dog star.
Yes, you know it, the dog star. It's the brightest star in the night sky.
Right, what does this have to do with toy making?
Oh, yeah, right, well, the dog star is like 51.6 trillion miles away from Earth, and I was 7 years old, so naturally, I had to go there. So I figured the only way I could do that is if I built my own rocket ship. So I started making models so that eventually I could make a real one. And in the meantime, my brother George, who's like the ultimate salesman, he starts talking him up to all our friends, and then the next thing you know, every kid on the block has a Trent Brothers rocket ship. And here I am.
And here you are.
Robert looks at a book.
Oh, Thomas, he's gonna like this for Christmas. Hey, let's go find that vegetarian Christmas cookbook.
The brightest star.
Lydia walks after him in the bookstore. Pam walks outside with a mug and joins Lydia in the greenhouse. She hands it to Lydia.
So, how's it going with the new client?
Oh, progressing along.
Progress, like he's listening and getting it, or I can't wait for this to be over progress?
Well, you know, he's a single dad with two kids he adores, and he has his own business, and he's got a big Christmas dinner coming up for a client. But I think he would just rather go to his son's hockey practice and his daughter's play. Let the rest of the world fend for itself. I think he's feeling really overwhelmed.
Well, he's lucky you came along.
Did you know that the winter circle where Sirius is located, it's actually an asterism and not a constellation?
Where did that come from?
Robert told me.
Oh, he knows where Sirius is. Well, that sounds promising.
He's a client, Pam.
And yet here you are in your greenhouse, staring at the stars. I gotta go.
Lydia nods at Pam. Pam leaves and Lydia stares up at the sky. Robert walks over to the December calendar in his house. He puts a magnet on it and nods. George knocks as Robert works on a toy.
Bobby, didn't you hear me knocking?
Shh, I'm in my focus box.
What?
My focus box. My professional organizer has a 3C system, and one of the C's is concentrate.
Okay, is there seriously such a thing as a professional organizer?
Uh-huh, and her name is Lydia.
Her name is Lydia? So how long has Lydia been professionally organizing your life?
Since you offered my house to Hennessy for Christmas dinner.
All right. So, is she helping?
Yesterday we bought a cookbook.
And buying a cookbook makes you smile like that.
Smile like what? I'm just saying that she's helpful. And she's coming over later to help me straighten up the kitchen.
Any chance she could help you straighten up your office? Hennessy can't see it like this.
Hey, would you just relax? Everything's going to be fine.
George sighs. Robert gets a call from Lake Chelan Elementary.
That's the school. Hello. Yes, this is Mr. Trent. Oh.
Okay, no, thanks for letting me know. I'm on my way. Amelia's at play rehearsal. She's not feeling well. I gotta go get her.
Call if you need anything.
Robert grabs his jacket and leaves.
Well, you don't have a fever, which is good. How's your tummy feel?
A little better, I guess.
But when you went to play rehearsal, it felt kind of weird?
Maybe I'm getting a cold or something.
You know, if you get a cold, you might not be able to be in the play.
I know.
I'm no doctor, but I don't think it's a cold.
What is it?
I think what your sister has is a bad case of the jitters.
Is it contagious?
Well, it can be, but in this case, I think I have the perfect remedy. Say this 5 times fast. Kris Kringle climbs countless Christmas chimneys.
Dad.
No, trust me. Trust me. With Mr. Hennessy coming to Christmas dinner, it's the only way I get over my jitters.
Really?
Yeah. Let's say it together. Kris Kringle climbs countless Christmas chimneys. Kris Kringle climbs countless Christmas chimneys. Kris Kringle climbs countless Christmas chimneys. Kris Kringle climbs countless Christmas chimneys.
They all wrestle on the couch.
Come on in.
Lydia enters through the front door.
Hi.
Lydia, hi. Oh, Amelia has a really important role in the Christmas festival play, and we're just helping her get over a slight case of the jitters.
Oh, well, I do know that it's always better to be more prepared, which is why I'm here to help your dad. And today is Operation Kitchen Clutter.
Dad, you said you were going to make Christmas cookies for my party tomorrow.
You know, there is a cookie recipe in here that I used to make every year with my mom for school. And what better way to get over kitchen jitters than to make cookies, right?
Agreed. Yeah.
Okay.
To the kitchen.
It's that time of year. Happening once again. Special moments to share.
Lydia and the kids bake.
It's a feeling we hold.
How's that?
Thomas rolls dough with a rolling pin.
Perfect day, perfect holiday.
Amelia feeds Robert pink candy.
On this perfect day, only one thing to say. Such a perfect day, such a perfect day.
Lydia nods with satisfaction. Robert takes cookies from the oven.
Cookies!
All right, Dad! He shoots, he scores!
Prepare the second batch!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Thanks for all your help.
Oh, thank you. I actually can't remember the last time I laughed that much.
Although we did fall a little behind in our schedule.
Well, we'll finish the kitchen tomorrow, and then we'll start on those closets.
Closets? Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, see, that's the spirit.
Hey, that cookbook you brought, that's what you were talking about at the bookstore, part of your Christmas traditions?
Yeah, it belonged to my mother.
A gardener and a cook, a woman of many talents.
Yeah, it was just her and I when I was growing up, and I learned a lot from her. Man, every torn page, every spill in that cookbook, it just memories I treasure.
Christmas around your house must have been some kind of feast.
Yeah, I used to love making Christmas dinners.
Not anymore?
Not recently, no.
Lydia looks down.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's none of my business.
Well, let's just say my ex-boyfriend wasn't exactly the home for the holidays type.
No, his loss.
Lydia smiles. Robert stares at her.
Well, I should.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
They both get into their cars. Robert puts a gingerbread magnet on the 15th on the calendar. Lydia stands and works on her blog on her laptop.
Cookies don't have to be perfect.
She types.
They just have to taste good. Did you lose a bet?
Hey, that was a gift from my sweet Aunt Ruth.
What'd you ever do to her?
I happen to be her favorite nephew, and she'd be very disappointed if I gave that away.
Well, you'll still have this one.
Also from Aunt Ruth.
Lydia tosses the sweater into a bin.
Oh, boy. Aunt Ruth?
Oh, no, no, I bought that one for myself. I love the way it goes with my eyes.
Lydia smiles and throws it in the bin.
Daddy.
Hey, sweetie, what's up?
Dad, could Lydia help me clean out my closet?
Oh, honey, you don't have to.
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Lydia goes with Amelia. Amelia holds up a shirt in front of a mirror.
You know, my mom used to help me pick out which clothes to give to charity.
Mine too. She did a lot of stuff like that.
Sounds like an amazing person.
She was. But Dad's pretty awesome too. It's just sometimes he forgets a lot. And it's pretty busy.
Well, that's why I'm here. So he has more time for you and Thomas.
Amelia takes a sweater from her closet.
When I saw this snow globe on the piano, I decided it was my favorite.
My dad gave it to my mom for Christmas the year I was born. She would bring it to all my school plays, like a good luck charm, and I wouldn't get nervous.
And your dad will be at your play too, and I bet that he will bring that snow globe.
He didn't come last year. He was working. I know he feels bad about it. Please don't say anything.
Well, don't worry. He's going to be there. Because you and Thomas are more important than anything in the world to him.
Thanks, Lydia.
So, it's just a prototype, but I loaded my app on your phone. And now, it makes a great calendar, but you can also use it to set up reminders for some of your jobs. Mm-hmm. Like I went in and some of the ones you talked about, like organize the closets. So when you are done with the job, you check the box, it moves down, and the next one moves into its place. What do you think?
Looks great.
They stare at each other.
It's not rocket science, but it'll help keep you organized.
I think it's really cool how it looks like a checkerboard.
Yeah, that's why I call it checkboard. You just keep checking off the boxes.
You really do have a cute name for everything, don't you?
The whole purpose of this is to give you more time for that.
Robert looks out the window and sees his kids playing in the snow.
Well, then I'm going to use it. Get Thomas to hockey practice. Now.
That's the idea.
Robert shakes his head and smiles.
Let's go, guys. Hockey practice.
Okay, let's go.
Hey. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Have fun at the rink, Thomas.
Yeah.
Bye. Oh, and we'll have to send it on the menu tomorrow.
I'll put it on the app, along with the kids' schedule for the week.
Okay.
A car pulls in.
Hey, guys.
The kids run up to George as he gets out.
George, hey. So Lydia, this is my brother George. George, this is Lydia, the professional organizer I told you about.
Nice to meet you.
So, this is the miracle worker who's going to save our bacon.
Oh, I don't know about that.
So what's going on? Everything okay?
Yeah, except I'm trying to put together this pitch for Hennessy without my business partner around. Thought I'd run a few ideas past you.
Dad?
What? Well, I got to take Thomas to practice. And, I promised these guys that we would skate to, you know, celebrate the beginning of winter break.
Bobby, this is kind of important.
The kids look at Robert.
You could talk at the rink? I mean, couldn't you?
That's a great idea. What do you say, Uncle George? I mean, it's been a while since you got to hang out with these two anyway.
Yeah, sure. Okay, I'll meet you there.
All right, see you there.
See you there.
Okay, get in the car.
Yay.
Lydia starts to get into her car.
Hey, Lydia, come with us.
What?
Help keep me in that focus box.
Sure. I'll follow you.
Great.
Robert gets into his car. Thomas plays hockey.
Okay, so I've worked out a whole schedule. We're going to meet at the plant, but I think we should do a demo of the Santa sleigh as soon as Hennessy gets there. After that, we can show him all the toys. I need a list from you, and you just be your charming self. And then dinner. How many are we going to have a dinner? Bobby, are you getting this?
Yeah, I got it, Georgie. I need you on board. I'm on board.
We'll have a dinner. She's a vegetarian. Don't forget.
Dad, what?
Thomas shoots the puck. Robert raises his arms. Thomas pumps his fist. Robert does too. Lydia smiles at him. Thomas smiles as he leaves the ice.
Hey, nice work, big guy.
Yeah, you look great out there, Thomas.
Thanks. Hey, Dad, can we go skating now?
Yeah, sure, go. Go.
Want to skate with us, Uncle George?
Like I'd pass up a chance to show off my triple Lux. I'm in.
Hey, Lydia, come skating with us.
No, I haven't skated in years. No more work.
Right, come on, let's get you some skates.
She'll be right there.
Come on, trust me, it's fun.
Robert leads Lydia away.
You gotta believe me.
No.
It works.
No.
Chris Pringle climbs countless trips. It's the third C in your system. Control. Trust me, it works. Just try it.
Okay, Chris Pringle climbs countless Christmas chimneys.
Yes. Chris Pringle.
Robert and Lydia skate together. George skates with the kids. Thomas and Lydia skate together. Robert and Amelia skate together. Robert puts a magnet on 16 on the calendar. Exterior of Trent Brothers Toy Company. Toys on a table. Lydia and Robert walk into the workshop. Lydia looks around.
It's a complete disaster.
Oh, well.
And absolutely wonderful. It must feel like Christmas every day in here.
Yeah, kinda.
And, you know, it's just not so focus box, right? I don't know how you get anything done. It's so disorganized.
I know where everything is.
Robert.
Okay, maybe you can't see it, but I mean, look, I've spent years trying to get everything exactly the way I like it.
Right, and all due respect to your system, wouldn't you get a lot more done if we just straightened up a little bit?
Lydia stares at him.
Why does everything always have to be so organized with you?
Well, I mean, that's what I do.
Well, maybe everything doesn't have to fit into those little squares of yours.
Modules.
The point is, okay, let's say I straighten things up around here.
Great.
Okay, then I would need to keep everything neat, right?
Yeah, that's the general idea.
But if I have to keep everything neat, then it's going to take a lot of time, which would mean that I would have less time to get things done, wouldn't it?
Okay.
The point of fact is, I've already organized my office. We don't need to change anything.
You like it like this?
Yes, I love it. I mean, when I'm in here, I get all kinds of ideas coming at me, and I feel like I can build any toy that a kid could possibly imagine. And it doesn't matter if it's neat or not. What matters most is the look on their faces Christmas morning. Just like the look on your face when you walked in here right now. Check this out.
Robert picks up the flying sleigh.
Santa's sleigh?
No, Santa's soaring sleigh. Watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
He holds a remote control. The sleigh floats into the air. Lydia smiles.
You made that?
Like it?
The sleigh drops down.
Okay, you're amazing.
So are you.
They stare at each other.
I mean, you made such a difference. You know, with organizing the house and everything.
Thanks.
Hey, look at this.
Robert picks up a glass case from a table.
All right, all I need you to do is just clap.
What?
Yeah, clap like you're at a play or something.
Lydia claps. A hologram of a ballerina appears in the case.
Every Christmas, my mother would take me to see the Nutcracker, and my favorite part was Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Lydia smiles in amazement. The ballerina twirls.
You know, she always said that it was because of ballerinas that I was probably the neatest kid anyone ever saw. I always wanted everything just right, just like the ballet organized.
You know, maybe sometimes disorganized
is exactly what you need.
Lydia smiles at him. Robert stares at her. He snaps his fingers and the ballerina waves and disappears. Lydia smiles. Amelia puts a magnet on the 17th on the calendar.
Hey, Em. What do you think? Roasted garlic green beans or snow peas?
Snow peas.
Done.
Dad?
Yeah, bud.
Thomas walks up with a book. Robert looks over and smiles.
All aboard?
Let's go! Go, go, go! Story time!
Robert carries Amelia on his back. Exterior of the school.
Christmas Eve is almost here. But there's one big problem. Santa's list of good boys and girls is missing.
Without that list, how will Santa know where to deliver the toys?
And if Santa doesn't deliver the toys on Christmas...
Robert watches the rehearsal from a seat.
And if Santa doesn't deliver the toys on Christmas... And if...
Robert watches as Amelia struggles with her lines. Robert puts a snowman magnet on the 18th on the calendar. He stares at the calendar. Lydia, Robert, and George walk into the toy workshop.
It looks the same. I thought you were going to organize him.
You can't organize creativity, George.
You can't?
It's spontaneous. It doesn't come out neat and controlled. It's jumbled and exciting and messy. This is what Mr. Hennessy should see.
Robert shrugs.
What she said.
Lydia smiles.
Can you do anything about him? Okay, what is that supposed to mean?
I think he means that we should add a little business attire to your wardrobe.
This is my business attire.
I know just the place.
A store clerk puts a jacket on Robert.
Oh, that's nice. How's that feel?
Like I'm wearing a straight jacket.
Oh, you look nice for a guy wearing a straight jacket. Why don't we take a look at some ties?
Okay.
Lydia leads him to the tie section. Robert holds up a Christmas tie.
Ho, ho, ho.
How about, something like this?
Okay.
Oh.
More subtle.
I like it. Subtle's good.
Okay, so I can glaze the ham and then soak the cranberries the night before.
Oh, right. Just be sure and put the cranberries in first thing so they have time to gel. Right. Oh, there is a market on 16th that has organic parsnips for Mrs. Hennessy's feta loaf.
Feta loaf.
Yeah.
Should my hands be sweating like this?
You're gonna be fine, Robert.
Oh, you know what I need? I need a test run.
A what?
A test run, like I do with my toys, just to work out all the bugs.
Robert, that's brilliant. A test run dinner, yeah. We should do it tomorrow night, see what the kids think of the food.
Well, actually, it's pizza movie night with their Uncle George, so they won't be there, but it's kind of a tradition. It's a wonderful life.
Well, we could have... Dinner just for two of us?
Well, yeah, a test run dinner.
Just to see if you could, you know, for Hennessy in the store. And,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're all set.
All set. Okay, so so then the parsnips.
I need to let it gel.
Exterior of Lydia's house.
So it's not a date?
No, it's business.
So why are you so worried about what you're wearing?
Not worried. I just, you know, spending the evening with him. I just want to look nice.
Well, that sounds like a date.
Well, it's not. Because I'm good at business and I am lousy at dates, so this is definitely not a date. I just know that as an organized person, I may not exactly mesh with someone who's less organized.
Someone like Robert, maybe?
It's not a date.
Pam smiles.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Robert opens the door and Lydia stands with a flower.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow. You look great.
Well, you clean up pretty good yourself.
Oh.
I
I got you this centerpiece for your real dinner.
Well, thanks.
Robert stares at her and shakes his head.
We should...
Oh, yeah.
Lydia goes inside.
That smells fantastic.
They prepare dinner together.
Once Hennessy tries this meal, he's going to want more than just your toys. He's going to want the recipes.
It was okay?
He did great.
Come on, let's take a walk.
Robert stands up.
Work off some of this great meal.
Sure, yeah, just give me a minute. I'm going to take these over.
Well, these will be here when we get back.
Robert sets his plate down.
Okay, let's just do this quick before I change my mind.
Okay.
Yes.
Robert stops and puts a magnet on the calendar.
Ooh, okay. You know what? You could save a lot of time if you put the ham in the oven first, but just make sure you turn it down before the feta loaf.
Okay, wait. Now, who was it that told me when you're at work, be at work, and when you're not...
I want this dinner to go so well for you.
I know you do. So, what's on the agenda for tomorrow?
House looks pretty good. Dinner was great, so... Yeah, I actually have a meeting with a new potential client in the morning.
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, that's great.
Yeah, but, you know, you should call me anytime, like, whatever you need, okay?
Okay, yeah, thanks. Okay.
They smile as they walk.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
Tree.
We never decorated.
No.
I was going to show you how I do my...
You're right.
Oh, you're right.
So I guess you have to come tomorrow.
I guess so.
They look around at the Christmas lights in the neighborhood.
Stop snowing.
Hey, do you believe in signs?
Signs?
Yeah. Omens, portents of the future.
Not especially.
Yeah, me neither. Except...
Robert points up at a blue star.
Sirius.
Yeah. It's gotta mean something.
He smiles at her. Ornaments hang on a hook.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. Thy leaves are so unchanging. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree.
Robert looks at his phone and puts it back in his pocket.
So the secret to decorating a tree is getting the order right. It's lights, garland, tinsel, and then ornaments.
Well, we were hoping to show you our system for decorating a tree.
Oh, right. Right. Well, what is that for?
Pin the ornament on the tree.
Pin the ornament on the what?
You can go first.
Okay, this kind of sounds more like a game than a system.
Oh, yeah.
On tree.
Amelia puts a blindfold on Lydia.
System,
right?
The kids and Robert spin around wearing a blindfold and hang ornaments on the tree. Robert smiles.
It's wonderful.
Lydia stands next to the tree.
I need to get these guys to sleep.
Yeah, they're really great kids.
Yeah. I'm very lucky.
No, luck has nothing to do with it. You're an amazing dad.
Some days are better than others.
Well, something tells me that those days are pretty hard to beat.
Robert looks down.
You know, I think Amelia is nervous about the play because I missed it last year. I was just running in 10 different directions and I missed it. I messed up big time. And Molly, you know, their mom, she never missed a performance.
I know. She told me.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
What'd she say?
Well, she didn't want to hurt your feelings, but she said that her mom was always there with a special snow globe, every play, for good luck.
Yeah, she was.
I bought it for her when Amelia was born.
She's not here.
Robert looks at the snow globe table.
It's in her room.
I wonder why she took it in there.
To remind her of everything it means to her. And to you.
He nods. Lydia nods. Snow-covered trees from above. Robert goes over to the calendar and puts a magnet on the 22nd. He sees a message on his phone from Lydia that says, "Good luck in your meeting today." He takes a selfie of himself in front of the calendar. Lydia takes her phone out as she walks. She sees the picture and a message that says, "Wouldn't have been ready without you." She smiles and gets into her car.
We can't tell you how excited we are to have you here with us, Mr. Hennessy.
Well, I'm real interested in seeing your operation. You can tell a lot about a person by how they run the show.
Well, this is a workshop. We are all tooled up to use wood, metal, 3D CAD and printing. Laser cutters, CNC, rotocasting.
You know, fellas,
I've seen all this before. I'm not as interested in production as I am in concept, design, and prototype.
George and Robert look at each other.
Then follow me, sir.
Mr. Hennessy follows Robert. Robert shows him into the workshop.
Well, this is the brain center of the company. Robert's office.
Mr. Hennessy looks around.
I like it.
These are some of the toys we're working on.
And what is this?
We call that the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Yes, this is very special to us.
Robert sets the glass case on a table. Mr. Hennessy looks surprised as he watches the ballerina dance. He smiles. She waves and disappears.
My wife loves the ballet and ballerinas. It's very clever. Remind me to tell Sheila about this.
Oh, I will.
And what is this?
That is Santa's soaring sleigh.
And we're sure this will be your bestseller next Christmas.
The remote control will be your mobile device. This is the prototype.
May I?
Please.
Robert turns and winks at George.
And with the added range extender, the sleigh can go higher, it can travel further, and it can do a lot more tricks.
Maybe Mr. Hennessy would like to try it.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
No, it looks a little complicated. My favorite toys were always the ones I could move myself.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
And remote-controlled drones are very hot right now.
When you've been in the business as long as I have, you learn that hot can turn cold real quick.
The sleigh drops to the ground.
So, what else do you have?
That's the big surprise. We were saving it to show you at dinner tomorrow night.
Oh?
Yes, sir. And when you see what Robert's got up his sleeve, you're not going to believe it.
Well, I hope so.
George smiled at Robert.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Why would you tell him that?
I'm all out of tricks, George. I got nothing left up my sleeve.
There must be something you can do here before tomorrow night.
Yeah, I can cook Christmas dinner and hope he changes his mind over a full stomach.
He had him, too. Did you see the look on his face when he saw that ballerina dancing? And Lydia was absolutely right about your office, too.
Oh, well, then maybe we should call Lydia and see if she has any more brilliant ideas.
Robert picks up a tablet.
What was it that Hennessy said he liked most about his favorite toys?
the ones he could move himself.
Yeah. And he's a family man.
You're smiling. Why are you smiling? Is that good?
Maybe.
The Snow Globe Table. Lydia walks up to the front door. Robert opens the door.
Lydia, hi.
Hi. I'm sorry to just stop by like this, but I wanted to see how your meeting went.
Yeah, you know, jury's still out, but I think the Christmas dinner's gonna be the big test.
Oh, well, in that case, you got nothing to worry about.
Well, thanks. Wait, come on in for a second.
Well, no, I'm actually running some errands for the new client, but I wanted to give you this.
What?
For Christmas, and to say thank you for the job.
Oh.
You have to open it, though, before your big dinner.
Okay, yeah, I will.
Bobby, let's go. Oh, hi, Lydia. Come on, little brother, we still got a lot of work to do.
I'll be right there.
You're working?
Yeah. It looks like we're going to be at it all night, too. But come on in for a second, I'll show you what we're doing.
It's good. Go ahead, get back to work. It's obviously important.
Well, what's wrong?
You know, I just thought that maybe after everything you did to find the right balance between home and work, I thought that you would stick with it, at least for the holidays.
No, wait a second.
No, it's okay, really. I've been down this road before.
Road? What do you mean road?
Lydia looks down.
He wasn't a client, but it turned out the same. He was always talking about leaving work at the office, you know, but when push came to shove, it was always about the work. 24/7.
Wait, you don't understand.
But I do. Take care.
She walks away.
Wait, Lydia, hold on.
She gets in her car. Robert puts a magnet on the 23rd. Puts a ham in the oven. He follows the instructions on Lydia's app.
I'm looking around, seeing the hallway set. People gather far and wide. Christmas trees covered in tinsel gold bells. Bright lights hung on the line. Elvis on the stereo sings at night. Driving home for Christmas, snow is dancing off the lights. There's only one thing that makes the season better.
He and Thomas stand in front of a mirror.
Hey, go see who it is.
Uncle George!
George walks in and hands a large black box to Robert. He hugs the kids. Robert opens a box with the tie in it. He smiles as he sees it's the first tie he looked at in the store. He holds it up.
Okay, there you are.
Robert and George go to the door.
Hello, hello. Come in, welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Please, let me take your coats.
Thank you. Robert, George, this is my wife, Sheila. Honey, these are the fellows I was telling you about.
Mrs. Hennessy?
Sheila, please. It's so nice to meet you both.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Oh, this is my daughter, Amelia. That's my son, Thomas.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi.
Oh, your house is just lovely and so Christmassy.
Thank you.
Oh, and what a beautiful poinsettia centerpiece.
Our friend Lydia gave it to us. She grows them herself.
Does she? Well, that makes it a very special gift.
Yes, sure does. Oh, please come in. Let's take a seat.
The Hennessys walk in.
Thank you for helping out. This is the only chance I've had to wrap Eric's presents when he wasn't around.
Ah, sure.
So, did Robert like the tie?
Liked it at the store.
You didn't hang around to find out?
No, he was busy. He was doing some work at home.
He was working at the house the day before his big dinner?
Yeah, you know, shouldn't we get moving on this? Because Eric's going to be home any minute.
I'm surprised Robert didn't invite you to the dinner the way you two hit it off.
He's a client, Pam. him. I was hired to help him spend more time with his kids and get ready for a big business dinner tonight. And what he does with that help is up to him. The job is over.
All right, check it off the app. Move on.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure. I mean, why would you have feelings about it one way or the other? I mean, just because he's smart, funny, definitely easy on the eyes.
I know what you're doing.
The question is, do you know what you're doing?
I was hired to organize his life, not get involved in it.
Are you involved?
Lydia looks up at Pam. She shakes her head.
You know, for almost 2 weeks, I've seen him every day. We spent all this time getting to know each other, and last night all I could think was, I don't want it to end because the job is over. I was kind of getting used to all the confusion and the chaos. Maybe even enjoying it a little bit.
Pam nods.
His messy office, decorating the tree with a blindfold, walking together in the snow.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, and then he was working like nothing had changed.
Trust me, whatever that was, everything's changed. For both of you.
Lydia looks at her seriously. Robert and the kids return to the table.
That was delicious.
Robert, you are a man of many talents.
Thank you, sir. I'm happy you enjoyed it. I did have a lot of help from these two.
And from Lydia.
And from Lydia.
You know, when we invited you to share part of your holiday with us, it was because we wanted you to see for yourselves exactly how important family is to us, especially this time of year.
Well, we couldn't agree with you more.
Robert's kids are the most important part of his life. And he's taken that love and he's put it at the heart of Trent Brothers Toys.
Young man, you have my undivided attention.
Thank you, George. Well, Mr. Hennessy, as you've seen for yourself, many of our toys have all the bells and whistles you could possibly imagine. They fly, they talk, they dance. But sometimes all of that just gets in the way of what really matters. And sometimes all you really want is a game that you can play with family and friends. One you move around yourself. Which is what the newest toy from the Trent family is all about. We call it the family game drawer.
Robert opens the drawer.
Everybody's favorites, conveniently in one place.
Well, an impressive use of technology, but we have family game board boxes.
George turns the box to Mr. Hennessy. Mr. Hennessy opens the drawer.
What?
Isn't that clever?
Well, I'll be.
It's compact, it's portable, and it holds 11 different board games.
Thomas.
May I?
Yeah, please.
Well, we do love board games.
So do we.
Mr. Hennessy, I started making toys because they inspired my imagination. And I've kept making toys because, well, there is nothing better than watching someone's face light up. That's what special toys do.
People shop at my stores because they know I'll see to it that they find what they want and what they need. And a big part of that is being in business with the right people. As far as I can see, Trent Brothers Toys is a mighty fine combination of tradition and innovation. I would be proud to go into business with you two fellas.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
He shakes hands with Robert and George.
Oh, that's what I was telling you about.
Oh, it's adorable.
Sheila looks back and sees the ballerina dance. Lydia takes gingerbread cookies out of the oven. She takes a drink of tea. A pot on the stove bubbles over. She lets it go and takes another drink of tea. She smiles. Exterior of Robert's house at night.
All right, my little bookworm. Time to go to bed. You got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, by the way, thank you so much for your help tonight. It was a huge success.
Yeah, no problem.
You okay?
Yeah, I guess.
I miss Mom too, honey.
I just wish you would be here to see my play.
Yeah, me too. And I know it's hard for you without her being there. And I also know you're worried because I missed last year, but I promise you I'm going to be there. And I think even if we can't see her, Mom will be too.
I think so too.
You know, there's just one problem, though. I can't find the snow globe that Mom used to bring with her. You know the one I'm talking about, the Christmas one with the little girl and the fox inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where it is. And, you know, I want to bring it, but...
This one?
There it is.
He takes the snow globe from her.
You kept it safe, didn't you?
Yep.
They hug.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, sweetheart.
He kisses her on the head. Lydia walks on a sidewalk with a cookie tin.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Bob. Oh, Lydia, hi.
Hello, I know you're busy. I just wanted to drop this off.
Pam opens the tin.
Gingerbread, my favorite. Oh, how do I write?
Just my way of saying thank you for being such a great friend. By the way, my kitchen is a disaster area.
And that's good.
Yes, it is. I gotta go. Merry Christmas.
Pam smiles. Robert gets out of his car.
Okay, come on, Em. Your audience awaits.
The kids leave the house.
Do I look okay?
Who are you? Where's Amelia? Thomas, how did this elf get in our house?
I don't know. Dad.
All right. Hey, I just need to make one quick stop on the way.
Robert pulls his car into a driveway. He gets out with a wrapped box.
Be right back.
He carries it up to Lydia's front door. Lydia pulls her car into Robert's driveway. She puts a gift on his doorstep. A crowd assembles for the play.
Okay, let's go.
Robert and his kids walk up.
Hey, here they are!
The kids run over to George.
Hey, you look great!
Thanks! Dad, I gotta go backstage.
Go. You're gonna be great. Love you.
They all pump their fists and grate their teeth. Amelia smiles and runs off. Lydia pulls into her driveway and gets out of her car. She sees the gift on her doorstep. She picks it up. She takes it inside. She sets it down. She opens the box and sees that it's a glass case. She sets the case upright. She claps her hands. The ballerina pops up.
Amelia's play.
She claps her hands again and the ballerina waves and disappears. Lydia grabs her purse and leaves. Robert walks and looks at his phone. Lydia looks over from her car and sees Robert get into his car.
Robert, no.
He gets back out. Lydia looks over and Robert sees her.
Hi there. I was just getting Amelia's special snow globe. Hey, I just texted you.
Oh.
Yeah, I just really wanted to see you.
I didn't bring my phone.
Really? Well, it said that we closed the Hennessy deal.
What? Congratulations.
Thanks. The play.
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, come on.
They run towards the play. They sit together in the audience.
Christmas Eve is almost here, but we have a big problem. Santa's Christmas list of good boys and girls is missing. Without that list, how will Santa know where to deliver the toys? And if Santa doesn't deliver the toys on Christmas... And...
Robert looks concerned. He holds up the snow globe. Amelia sees it and smiles.
And if Santa doesn't deliver the toys on Christmas, there will be a lot of sad children. It's up to us to find that list. Wake up, Belle!
Amelia rings a bell.
Follow us!
I definitely say this is a Christmas to remember.
It's thanks to you and your 3C system, you know. And
Robert puts his arm around Lydia.
I also have to say that I think there's a 4th C.
There is.
Yeah. C for change. You've changed my life, Lydia.
You have absolutely changed mine.
Robert nods. The cast gathers together on stage.
You know, 12 days is not nearly enough time to spend with you.
I have a feeling we'll be starting a whole new calendar.
They lean in close to each other. They kiss. The audience applauds the cast. Lydia and Robert smile at each other. They applaud. Amelia waves at them. The actors bow. Lydia and Robert smile. The audience applauds, from above, with Christmas lights on trees beyond. Bluish stars in the night sky.